Hey, Lugs. So right now we're currently at the end of stage two of the 500. What's your takeaway so far?
Dude, it's been an awesome race. I'm really excited, like, how it's played out so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I am actually surprised on how it's been too wide pretty much the whole freaking race.
Yeah, man, it's awesome.
It's you know, obviously it's completely different than what we've seen in Xfinity and in the truck race both. So.
Yeah, different strategy. People taking, you know, four tires and, you know, two tires, so on and so forth. But I'm really happy with the way it's played out so far.
Yeah,
sucks for Kurt Busch and McMurray and Bubba. They were involved in the crash. What was it, segment two? I believe it was, or was it the first one? I can't remember.
It was the first segment. It was the first segment. Yeah. But, yeah, it definitely sucks for what happened. So we may have a fan or two join us here in a second on the episode. We'll see. It looks like the – never mind. This guy's playing darts instead.
False alarm.
Yeah, false alarm. But we might have somebody here in a second join us. We made some new – I would say some new fans of the show here today.
We did.
So.
Yeah.
Which has paid off. It's pretty cool seeing that everybody across the bar, you know, our can koozies and cups and stuff like that across the whole bar. So,
yeah.
It's definitely been fun. So, are your picks still looking pretty solid going into this last stage?
Yeah, man. Blaney. I'm sorry, Blaney.
Yeah.
Logano and Kyle Busch, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And you had Stenhouse and Bowyer, which are
yeah. So I think we're all looking pretty good still.
Yeah.
And there's no telling, obviously, with this last stage of hold.
Yeah.
But
honestly, everybody's picks except for, you know, a couple people picked Kurt Busch, so that's the, you know, they're having issues. But
who picked Kurt Busch?
John Elliott.
John Elliott, you suck. Just kidding. But that does suck. And obviously, I would expect Kurt to do really well at this track. Unfortunately, he was caught up with the. With this situation, I guess you would call it. So, kind of rewind, you know, what happened that took Kurt out of this race?
Kurt Busch?
Yes.
Yeah, just got the air taken off of him by Stenhouse. Looks like I don't think there was contact there. If it was very, very light. I think it was a product of just the air, honestly.
Yeah, and then essentially Bubba was involved, and who else was involved? It was Jamie McMurray hit Bubba.
Got a piece. Yeah, but he's still competitive and was on elite lap last I saw. So
it's Daytona. As long as you don't go a lap down, you're still always a vulnerable option.
A lot of the cars are all taped up.
Now, has it been a surprise to you that no one's like? There's not been as more wrecks than what there has been.
Man, everybody's been pretty tame. I kind of figured that to ramp up here in the third segment. So that's not really a surprise to me. I thought people would be playing conservative to get to the last stage, and then I think here we're going to see it ratchet up.
You think it'll start off, or do you think it will wait till like, you know, 10, 20 left
to
go?
I think 50 laps you're going to – I think get the 50 laps to go, so 30 laps into this segment, and then it's going to really – it's really going to turn up.
Okay. How many is in the last segment, do you know?
80 laps.
Okay. I really don't, and I apologize. I've been drinking a lot since our last
technically
recording,
after they get
so.
These caution flags done, it'll be like 75. But
okay.
But yeah.
Okay. I may have already asked this, and I'm still. I apologize. Has there been any surprises so far for you?
Yeah, you did ask that.
Okay. For some reason, I was thinking I did, but I couldn't remember.
And the gas man's had a couple of beverages. That's okay. That's all right.
Yeah, I've had like 10 since we last recorded. So,
10.
Yeah. So a mixture of stuff. So maybe
well,
we.
How
can,
about you though? What's your surprises?
That there's people here that don't watch NASCAR that are becoming a NASCAR fan today.
Yeah, there's been a couple.
I've talked to a couple people that are now fans. Yep, talked to several who are definitely.
Are they going to watch it on a weekly basis though?
I think I may not watch on a weekly basis, but now they've taken somewhat of an interest in it, at least the people I've talked to, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Maybe not die hard, but they're going to be like, oh, it's, you know, at least in their mind a little bit more.
Right.
So the guy that I thought was going to join us went and sat down, so I guess he's not going to join us. Unless
that's
he changes right. his mind, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah. Hey, we have a guy taking a picture of us right now.
We're celebrities here.
What's up? I'm giving a deuces sign, though. Yeah. He's that guy that actually bought a hat from us earlier. So
I've been selling some merchandise, too, man.
Yeah, it's been great. So we've gone back to green now for the third stage. Let's hope that it's going to be entertaining as it was the first two stages.
Yeah, that's another one there is Byron. I honestly wasn't sure what to expect out of him today. Being on the pole, I know he's got a fast car, but I didn't know if he would be able to maintain the top 10, you know, for most of the race, and he has.
Yeah, no, he's been competitive the whole race. And actually, you know, other than some people who dropped back at the beginning of the race, it's been a very competitive field.
Mm-hmm.
We did have some shakeups earlier with the pit stops, et cetera. You know, Matt DiBurrito was leading the race and passing some people, putting him a lap down. But overall, it's been a very, very competitive race.
Yeah. Yeah, so, no, I agree.
Yeah, so whether it's, you know, your no-name drivers or your named drivers, either way, it's been very entertaining.
Yeah, speaking of which, Byron just took the lead, so.
There you go. Yeah, so pole sitter back out front.
And that's, let's see, who had Byron? Douglas Shane Sutton had Byron.
Well, right now he's looking pretty good, I guess.
Looking
yeah.
Looking sporty, so.
Yeah. I can't see this. I mean, I can see the cars racing, but I can't see who's in what position, like that far away right now on the screen. And plus, I've 10 beers in. I don't know. So I can't tell.
Eyes
how my
crossed a little there, guess
a little bit. So I can't tell how my drivers are doing. You know, I don't. It looks like Stenhouse is like third.
Yeah, Stenhouse is right there. I don't see Boyer though, so might be a little bit further back for Boyer.
Yeah, I'm sure he probably is. That's typical. So overall, your overall impressions? Good?
Very
bad?
Very pleased. Yeah, very pleased. I was afraid it was going to be a
single file
shit show, but it's not. So
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good. I was hoping that this guy I talked to earlier who's going to join us joined us, but he's not going to, so... I guess we'll shut it down. So we'll end up watching the end of the race. And
we'll recap it on Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. And if he wants to record later, maybe we can have him call in, or maybe he can join us for a quick little recording but not post it later or something. But bottom line is that he missed his opportunity to be a star. Right?
Who was it?
Whatever, that dude wearing the Chase Elliott shirt.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Josh was going
to
come back.
No, if we can get Josh's attention, I'd love for him to come back. You want to go grab him real quick?
I can, yeah.
See if he wants to join us for a few minutes just to finish up the day?
Yeah, I'll go grab him real quick.
Okay. So I think Josh said that he's a little too inebriated to come on air with us. Is that what he said?
Yeah, for lack of better words, yeah.
Yeah, essentially, so... that's one of the great things about doing a show from a bar is that we get those experiences. So, to go back real quick from the earlier episode, just to finalize before we get off air here, what lap numbers did you have Suarez was going to reckon in the pool?
21 to 40, so.
21 to 40. I had 41 to 60, so I was right after you, so we both failed on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure who came up with that idea, but I don't like it.
So we also had another poll of, like, starting positions, like, who would win. And I don't even know who my people are. Did you write it down? I thought you wrote it down, maybe. So I had starting positions 6th, 16th, 26th, and 36th.
Oh, man, you had Boyer, who matches your other pick, McMurray, Larson, and Chastain.
McMurray, Larson, Chastain, right?
Yep.
Okay, so obviously McMurray's probably out of this. But I still have, Larson and Boyer for a chance. What about yours?
I had Logano, so he's definitely in it. Bubba, who is basically out of it now. Suarez and Matt Tift. So I still got 3 out of 4.
So your chance is Logano, essentially.
Logano, maybe Suarez, yeah.
So Logano's your chance. Okay. So maybe we'll win some money today. Who knows? So... Anyways, we will recap our episode on Wednesday, fans. So thanks for listening, and I'll post this real quick for people just to, you know, for a quick update. But anyway, this last segment I think is going to be really, really good. I think it's going to be exciting because it's been a bit more. It's been better than I thought it was going to be. So anyway, thanks again, fans, for listening. Have a great day.